How often do we, when something comes into our lives, where we look at it and go, I don't like this, but I don't want anybody else to know. Or I'm afraid to express those feelings. I don't want my husband, my wife, my spouse, my brother, my sister, anything like that to know.
You're listening to the Dare to Be Different podcast, a podcast for people who want to live an extraordinary life. On this week's episode, Joe and Alicia sit down with their favorite oldest daughter to talk about the lessons that you can learn from a two-year-old. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Dare to Be Different podcast. My name is Joe, and I am here with two of the four favorite women in the entire world, my wife, Alicia, and my daughter, Kaylee. How are you guys today?
Good.
Great.
Great. You have to speak into the microphone. You got to get close.
Great.
Much better. So the Dare to Be Different podcast is all about living an extraordinary life. And we use five words. Kaylee, do you want to do the five values, the five words that we use to define an extraordinary life?
Honest, passionate.
Adventurous.
Adventurous, healthy. Grateful.
Good job. Whoa. Man, for her podcast debut, she's not doing too bad, huh, Nicholas?
I'm an avid listener.
You are an avid listener? Sweet. One of the millions right there. You've heard it.
Wow.
Avid listener. I got to tell you, if one of your children listens to your podcast, I call that a win.
It's a win. Fast forward through it sometimes.
Full disclosure.
Just your Nicholas's intro part.
Full disclosure, every time Dad talks.
Wow, this is not
going to
go well. This is not going to go well for me. So thank you so much for listening. We are so glad that you are here. And today, we're going to talk about family pictures. I know, right? Did not prepare them.
We talked about.
So pre-COVID, you got a Mother's Day gift. Right.
Well, that would be pre-COVID because I got it two Mother's Day ago. But then Kaylee was pregnant, and then our daughter-in-law Christy was pregnant, and so I didn't want to get a picture that was already outdated before we would come to hang it on the wall. So I wanted to wait until all the babies were born.
Gotcha.
So yeah. So it was 2.5, whatever.
So. Present from 2.5 years ago. We finally got the family pictures, though.
We did, yes.
We went out to a local park, and the photographer came during golden hour. It had to be golden hour. By the way, if you don't know what golden hour is with...
6 p.m.
Yes, approximately 6 p.m. It's when this is all new to me, but apparently when the sun is going down, it's like the perfect time to take pictures if you're outside. Is that...
Yes, you need to look fabulous in the... I don't know.
And we needed all the help that we could get. So
yes.
Golden hour was great. So one of the things that we have, our family's grown. So we have a bunch of babies and toddlers now. So
there's four of them.
Getting us all together at one time for a picture was crazy. Let's just be honest. It was pretty chaotic.
I don't know.
So we have the two oldest grandchildren. By the way, Kaylee will always have, other than being my daughter, she will always have a place in my heart for making me Papa Joe, right?
First.
So yes. Yeah, so she gave birth to Luca, who's our oldest grandchild.
He's two.
And so we have Luca and Maverick, our two older grandchildren, both running around. So they're between 1.5 and 2. And they, of course, don't necessarily like taking family pictures at the park when there's a bunch of people around and playground equipment and all that stuff happening. So try to describe the scene a little bit as the photographer's trying to get us all together. So,
Kaylee might want to give this one a shot.
Yeah. How was it for you?
You want me to go like one by one? So Maverick, he was running away from the camera the whole time.
Yes,
so you try and take his picture, and he's just booking
it
in the other direction.
Yeah.
Luca, he was the crier.
Yes, he's a little shy at times. Yeah, so he didn't necessarily like having his picture taken.
I mean, the two girls, they were pretty good. They were working it.
The babies were. Yeah. They were definitely. So they were
And
they're not mobile yet.
Yeah.
No, they're,
so
yeah,
you could just
pretty much
just
stick them
sit
down.
Them down and they can't really
good.
Get very far.
Everyone else had snacks and they were just feeding the kids and trying to get them to smile. So.
Yes. Well, we still have two teenage daughters. So, of course, the day was about them as well. So they had to primp continually.
Yeah. I
for
mean,
the
they
pictures.
Worked harder on that than I did for like my wedding day, but.
Yeah, yes. And then you had a bunch of guys. That were, all the guys are like, oh my goodness, I cannot believe I'm here on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh
like,
my gosh.
Well, is that not what that was the overall feeling? Like, yeah, if we're here to help, this would be great.
Everybody but, else really wanted to be there. It was
yes,
just you
everyone.
That was...
I did too. It was amazing.
You were the only one with negative feelings. So
I thought I did a pretty good job of staying positive. Even though the photographer and one of the families involved was really late, not mentioning any names.
Was that me?
Wasn't me, was it you?
Was I late?
Yes.
By like a half an hour.
The more you know.
Yeah. So, like, who was that? That was rude.
Well, that was...
But I wanna talk about some lessons that I have learned and that we can learn from the 2-year-olds in our life. So I want to talk about getting unstuck. So sometimes we get stuck in a rut, right? We're frustrated with something. We don't know how to change it, or there's something going on in our lives, and we just feel closed in by whatever this circumstance is in our life. And I want to talk about getting unstuck like a 2-year-old does. I know this is a great segue. Family pictures into getting unstuck in our lives. So the first thing is when a 2-year-old doesn't like something, is there any question in your mind whether or not they like it?
No, they're pretty obvious. There's no like, hey, 2-year-old, be polite for, you know, I don't know. I would say your grandmother, but that's me. Like, when they give you socks for Christmas, be excited over them. No, they're like looking at them and throwing them over their shoulder like, yeah, try again, you know?
Yeah, or like the typical 2-year-old pose, like, again, at Family Pictures, Luca did this several times, where he just kind of like crosses his arms or puts his hands behind his back,
this.
And then yes, he looks down and like the lip goes out, and he kind of like looks over his nose at you, or you know, like the typical grumpy kid pose, right?
Yeah.
Or they throw a tantrum. Right, it's just
no
very,
one did that, but yeah,
what's that?
No one did that. That
no, not
day,
as family pictures, but as a 2-year-old, that's just it's normal. I don't like this, and so therefore I'm.
It's usually a physical reaction to it.
Yes, yeah. There's and everybody else around knows they're not trying to hide their feelings
right.
from anyone. But how often do we, when something comes into our lives, where we look at it and go, I don't like this, but I don't want anybody else to know. Or I'm afraid to express those feelings. You know, I don't want my husband, my wife, my spouse, my brother, my sister, anything like that to know. Kaylee, you were growing up, you were the worst at hiding your feelings, even though you were desperately trying. we would, especially during your teenage years, we'd be like, Kaylee, what's wrong? You'd be like, nothing's wrong.
No, it was always the same. It was the same voice. She would go, nothing. It was a high pitch. I was like, Kaylee, what's wrong? Nothing. And I'm like, no, tell me what's wrong. And then she would just like, all the things would come out in tears and, you know, whatever. And then would feel hopefully better at the end of it. Yeah.
You always knew what was bothering me because that's when the
started crying. Yeah, I would have to guess. Like, you know, is it this? And then nothing. Is it this? Nothing. And then whenever you would finally name the thing that was actually bothering her, she would just, the tears would start.
Well, how often, I mean, but how often as adults do we do that though? Where we try to shove the feelings down or we try not to let the world know. Why do we do that? Any clue? I don't have an answer for this. I'm honestly wondering.
I don't know. I think that sometimes it's afraid to be honest or afraid to... say how you really feel because it might make someone make you appear to be less of a perfect person that you want your, you know, persona to
that,
be out
like,
there.
That highlight reel, the Instagram has to be perfect. The highlight reel, this is my best moment and you can't see any of my flaws or what I'm dealing with.
So, so even if it's not for Instagram, why do we do it with our spouses, with the people around us? Why do we do it even with ourselves sometimes, where we're like, okay, I'm not even going to acknowledge that I'm feeling this way, even though I know that I'm feeling this way. I'm going to try not to feel this way. I'm going to, you know, just shove it down. I'm just going to ignore it, whatever the case may be. I know we all do it.
We all do it. I think that, you know, sometimes it's just not wanting to put an image or a connotation out there that's, we feel that it's honestly how you feel, but it's also, it might be a negative feeling. And so you don't want to portray something that would be thought of as a negative attribute or negative feelings, or, you know, something not being like positive, happy go lucky. And you don't want to be honest that you're feeling, you know, like you genuinely don't like someone, or, you know, somebody said something that hurt your feelings, or, you know, you're just really just having a bad day in general. You know, you don't want to admit those things. So you try and like force your way through it a lot of times. And what happens is it just compounds it and makes it even worse.
So, but what happens when you do, when you are honest with yourself? Because a lot of these things that we're going to talk about are all internal things for today. Like, this isn't like dealing with, you know, how do I express that I'm unhappy with my spouse or something like that.
Oh,
this
yeah,
is just
a little bit bigger.
This is just internal. You know, what would it look like if we were truly honest with ourselves and we were okay with the things that we were feeling? You know, I'm scared, I'm nervous, because I think the first thing that we do is we go, I'm this, but I shouldn't be, so therefore I'm going to try to stifle that in some way.
Yeah, I think it's sometimes just afraid of being completely raw and honest. Even though that, you know, it is sometimes really how you're feeling, and you just don't want to, you feel like you shouldn't be feeling those ways, and you, for whatever reason, you know, had been taught to, you know, grin and bear it or put on a happy face and just, you know, fake it till you make it. And that's honestly just terrible advice. If it's, you know, it's sometimes it is just bad advice. You just need to, sometimes you do need to talk about things. You need to express how you're feeling. You need to feel that you're being heard, that your opinion matters and your thoughts towards things matter. And whenever you constantly push that down, I just think it kind of pushes this like bubbling feelings down, and there's only so long that you can put a lid on that before it actually just explodes everywhere. So it's gonna come out. You might as well be honest at the moment and how it, when it's happening, instead of trying to pretend that you're okay.
Do you find that as you're kind of in the early years of adulthood and responsibility, do you find that you, I'm talking to Kaylee, by the way,
yes,
for those of you that are not.
She would fall into the,
just listening.
Newlywed, new mom, you know, even the, like,
yes.
I mean, within the last, 5 years, you've gotten married and had two kids,
yes,
bought a house, so finished school, gotten degrees, like.
Do you find yourself when things come up that are bothering you, troubling you, do you find that you're less honest with yourself now that you've kind of become an adult than you would have been as a teenager, where, you know, before you could just, you know, accept like, I'm just being miserable, I'm just upset, or I'm mad at this person, you could kind of own it, where now you're like, you know what? I cannot admit to myself that I don't like my children today. Like, do you find that where you're like, I know that it's the truth, but I don't want to acknowledge that I would rather be anywhere else than here right now.
I think I'm getting better at acknowledging, but I mean, that's in the last whatever couple weeks. I do push things down, and I like don't let myself feel the feelings, which I like guess a lot of people do, and then eventually you're boiling over and it's things from 6 months ago that like you didn't even know were still bothering you, and you're exploding with whatever. It's the, what's that saying, the thing that broke the camel's
back. The straw
back.
That broke the camel's back. Yeah.
So I'm trying to get better at that, but Sometimes I don't like my kids.
Yes, Luca, when you're listening to this in the near future, yes, your mom did say that she sometimes does not. But I can tell you, as a parent of four children, one of which is sitting right here, there are definitely times where you don't like your kid. You love them all the time. Most of the time, but you definitely don't like them all the time. But
yeah, sometimes they're jerks, but yeah. You still love them. But
so being honest with yourself, I think, is just so key to maybe not getting to the point where the straw broke the camel's back. And sometimes the straw that breaks it, you know, the thing that pushes you over the edge, especially when it comes to dealing with your spouse and things like that, has nothing to do with all of the things that have been boiling up for so long. So the kids are cranky, they're not eating, they spilled something, all that stuff. And then you know, your spouse comes home and is like, hey, looks like you burned dinner. And they didn't mean anything by it, but all of a sudden you're throwing stuff at them. But it had nothing to do with that person. But suddenly it has just boiled up to the point where you're now into a fight that should never have happened because you weren't honest with yourself throughout the rest of the day. So being honest, you know, acknowledge that sometimes you're just the grumpy kid and you're just going to stand there with your arms closed and your head down and not want to talk to anyone. So the second thing, I actually think I've, you know, for the last 20 some years, I've been in a house dominated by women. So I've seen this in action, but express yourself is the second thing. So again, children, two-year-olds have no problem expressing themselves. If they're unhappy about something, if there's something like they cry, they kick, they throw a tantrum and all of those types of things. And I think a lot of times for us as adults, we forget that not only are we allowed to be honest with ourselves, we're also allowed to express the displeasure that we have. And this doesn't have to be public. It doesn't even have to be with the person that has that we're unhappy with. So growing up, my daughters, and this is just in the recently, they said that they do these things called shower cries. So can you explain, can you explain the shower cries?
The term shower cry.
Coined, it's, trademarked.
It is whenever you go into the shower and you let the water hit your face, right? So so you don't know how much you're crying. So it's like hitting your face and you're crying, but you don't know if you're like bawling your eyes out or if you're just making like the cry face. Like, are you crying? Are you not? But that is what a shower cry is.
So essentially,
so, and there's also, to add to that, there are entire song playlists that are entitled
the shower cry playlist.
So they actually personalize playlists and go in the shower and like, I'm gonna go to cry now.
What?
Like, this is new. This was news to me. I've never done this to the point of like knowing that that's what's going to happen and creating a playlist to go along with the, you know, crying that was going to ensue once the water was going to hit my face. Like, I just didn't know that that was a thing. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's healthy or not. I guess it's healthy. I'm not sure.
Well, we're going to talk about that. But Nicholas, I just want you to think about what my life was like.
All right? But no. Yes.
It was. Like, you do what in the shower?
I felt
like,
the are same you way. Kidding me? I was like, it's a what now?
So, but expressing yourself is so important. So once you're honest with yourself that this thing is bothering me, I'm stuck in this place or I'm frustrated by this, this thing in my life needs to change, whatever that is, giving yourself permission to express yourself is really, really, really important. And the shower cries, truthfully, they're actually very healthy. You know, letting because that's just an expression. It's a way of getting some emotions out rather than keeping them in. And this could look like going out in the woods and screaming at the top of your lungs and dropping every, you know, bad word that you can think of.
punching a wall,
going in. And, but anything to get those out. Now, here's a suggestion.
I would personally,
when you're going to express yourself, because these could manifest as negative things if they drag on for too long. So set a time limit, like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, right?
15-minute shower cry, send alarms.
Yep. And then you,
for the next 30-plus years, yeah, I'm going to express everything I've bottled up for them.
But I'm going to go, you know, they have those places now where you can go smash things.
The break rooms. There's none local anymore. I was really disappointed. Somebody probably got glass in their eye or some sort of thing. But anyway.
But yeah, you can go crash things. Go hit a pillow. Go, you know, take your frustrations and your anger out. Let it get out of you like a two-year-old would. Throw a temper tantrum. It's amazing how great after they recover from their tantrum, they're like, oh, this is fantastic. I'm good now. Like, that was, needed to get that out.
Just like, don't like punch people, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. This is intimate. This is just you, right? So, and give yourself, like I said, give yourself permission to let that out. Give yourself permission. I love the fact that you guys had playlists. Oh my goodness. So you didn't go in like,
oh, going to cry now.
time for a good cry.
So shuffle.
The last lesson we can learn from the two-year-olds in our life is to change the environment. So again, a child that has, you know, expressed that their displeasure with something, you know, expresses it outwardly, and then you change their environment, suddenly they feel okay. You give them a cookie. Suddenly they're like, oh, I went from being really miserable to now I'm all smiles. Or you take them from, we used to do this all the time. Yeah. You know, you distract them and you change something about what is happening. Well, and suddenly they go, oh, wait, okay, I'm going to focus over here now.
Even when they were newborns, and I remember you going through this with Luca, whenever they were just like crying and crying and crying, and you know, they're teeny tiny and you just cannot figure out what's wrong with them. They've been fed, they've been burped, they're clean pants, you know, every other thing. And you just can't figure out what's going on, and they're just crying. And I would always say, take them outside. You know, she's like, well, it's cold. Just take them outside. Put a blanket on them. Take them outside. You know, 9 times out of 10, it worked. It was just a change of environment. You know, they had to feel that they were somewhere else to break that cycle of being so worked up. You know, and sometimes it was just as simple as going outside, you know.
Well, and this is the reason that vacations are so important, that getaways are so important, you know, just getting out of your norm. But also, just from your day-to-day, if you feel yourself in a rut, if you feel yourself in a situation that, you know, you're unhappy with, we very easily fall into old patterns, right? So, you know, when I get stressed, I overeat, right? I do. I'm a stress eater. So I don't want to do that. So how do we change that pattern? Well, maybe it's, you know, put a lock on the pantry. I have no idea. You know what I mean? That would probably work.
I'm a stress sleeper.
Yeah, stress sleeper.
Every time I'm stressed.
Hello.
Peel yourself out of the bed.
Get out of the sheets.
But I've
got one of those clips that like you open the pantry doors, you ever see them, and it like moves when you open.
Like every time,
like it's a pig oinking or something.
They make them for when you open up the refrigerator. It's like,
oh my god, I have to walk away.
So, but I've read studies where they say even changing where your furniture is enough to get you to snap you out of patterns that can lead to, you know, I don't want to say self-destructive, but just unhealthy things in your life, unhealthy thoughts and unhealthy actions and things like that. So as something as simple as changing where your couch is, you know, changing the position of where your TV is versus the chair, getting out of the day-to-day will actually help you break out of that rut.
Hey, there's no worries about that in our house. You always come home and something's different.
Something is different all the time.
Painted a different color, changed around, shifted. Yeah, I think that it's just changing your environment, and that, you know, and even if you live in a teeny tiny apartment and can't really move your furniture around, there's something you can do to change what you like about your house. And this is not like, oh, go and spend a ton of money. You can do this for next to nothing. Go to
move a lamp from here to here and
go to a thrift shop, go on one of the free sites and, you know, pick up something somebody's given away. You know, those types of things, but also change your environment. You know, same thing as it works for a newborn, it does work for adults too. Go outside.
You
know, get out of your house. Take your kids to a park. Go, you know, do have lunch outside today. you know, whatever it is, just change something to get out of that, like, well, this is what I do. You know, when I have a break at work, I go on my phone and I just sit in a corner by myself and scroll through and see what other people are experiencing. You know, like, maybe don't do that today. Maybe have a healthy snack and go outside and have it or whatever.
Yeah, take a walk. Go. I'm not talking about
call
a break,
old,
but
you know,
but,
call an old friend that you hadn't talked to and just say, "Hey, just checking in on you. How you doing? Whatever, you know."
Yeah, do something to break the norm.
Yeah,
will definitely help you. You know, help you get rid of whatever that is that's bogging you down. So, what are some things? Do you do anything out of the other than the shower cries, which I know are not part of the norm, but is there anything else that you do to try to break out of the norm? You're doing a podcast. This is new.
New.
Yeah.
I started saying yes to things. So I, starting with like 2020, like you started like doing all new things. Like,
yep.
I'm going to say yes to doing whatever people ask me. So like,
ooh, I have a list.
Wow, me too.
No, but like, I don't follow it that close, but like I, to the little things, right? So like,
if someone's like, hey,
my sister-in-law,
let's go get some...
she said, you want to go to the park like in 5 minutes? I was like, yeah, like I'll go to the park with you. So even though I didn't want to like get my kids dressed, I didn't want to put them in the car, get them buckled, do all that. It's like you just say yes, like just do it.
Yeah.
So that's what I started to do. I don't say yes to everything.
Don't ask crazy stuff.
But it is. But that's a good point, though. How many times do we get asked to do things that we go, ah, no, because mm-hmm. my butt's really comfortable in this chair right now.
Right,
yeah.
You know, I'm really warm. I'm really cool. Whatever the, like, this is cozy. The kids are sleeping, you know. But if we change our environment, change the day-to-day, we get out of that rut that we're in.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, that's all I have. Any other pieces of wisdom that we can learn from a 2-year-old?
Well, they're a lot cuter than we are, so
they are. Cookies are good.
Cookies are always good.
Cookies
are
good.
Great.
Yes. Yes. So, well, thank you guys so much for joining me today, and thank you to everyone who's listening. I hope you got something awesome. Check out the children in your life. I am telling you right now, they have things figured out. We mess stuff up. We mess stuff up as we get older. I'm just telling you, they live life to the fullest. And when we start thinking too much, we mess it all up. That's my assessment of things.
They also poop in their pants.
Amen. But, you know. That's right. Think about that. They poop in their pants and somebody else changes it. So they have life.
That
so
is
with
not
that,
happening. She will not say yes to that if you ask her.
So anyway, thank you so much for being a part of the Dare to Be Different podcast. We hope that you are striving to live an extraordinary life because an ordinary one will always be waiting for you. Until next week, we love you. Share, like, comment, do all of the things that you should do, and we will catch you next week. Thanks.